A battle raged in space.
This is the needle. My main engine's hit. Get the Corvette off my tail. This is Artemis. Head to the repair platform. I'm coming to help. Lucifer to the group. We're under fire from the rocket carrier.
The pursuer was trying to reach the planet. The electromagnetic guns installed in the airlocks mercilessly wasted its ammunition, with missiles firing in all directions. The flagship of the Free Colonies was already gaping with numerous holes from rocket strikes, and turbid plumes of decompression fragments trailed after it. The Alliance escort carrier had been destroyed. Not a single fighter had been allowed to take off. And now the enormous ship was dying in a fireball of internal explosions. Debog's ash-gray atmosphere was boiling. The colonist transport ships were descending using their planetary engines. Nevertheless, the situation was critical. The rocket carrier had managed to release a crushing volley and was now reloading its launchers, preparing to strike again.
The Corvettes are in pursuit. They're entering the atmosphere behind us. Help!
Flagship to the group. Cover the transports.
The pursuer was suddenly illuminated by the fire of its propulsion engines and set a course for the rocket carrier of the Alliance. The two ships were heading towards each other. There was going to be a collision.
A hopper jump!
A space warp suddenly appeared in DeBog's low orbit. The floating sea of debris stirred and rippled. The anomaly rapidly grew, taking the shape of a funnel pierced with the thread-like charges of hyperspace energy. The main module of the Cassiopeia Colonial Transport appeared like a ghostly silhouette, and fully materialized a split second later, triggering another wave of space distortions. The Alliance rocket carrier was thrown off course and sent into uncontrolled drift, while the damaged pursuer was pushed towards the planet. The situation changed dramatically. It wasn't quite the turning point, but the fighting lessened as many ships were knocked off course.
Flagship to the group.
The voice was interrupted by disturbances.
We have been contacted by the main module of Cassiopeia. Igor Rokotov is on board. They'll take on the rocket carrier. Everyone, stop attacking secondary targets and follow the Corvettes. Cover the transports. We're commencing the evacuation of DeBog.
As if confirming his words, the Cassiopeia turned on its engines and began to reorientate itself. A cargo door opened. Scan showed that inside stood a combat servo machine of Aquilus class, equipped with heavy lasers. The commander of the rocket carrier received the same information. He decided not to tempt fate, since Aquilus' capabilities had been well studied. The Cassiopeia had not yet completed its maneuver when the only major Alliance ship performed a hyperjump, deciding to avoid a fight.